Hello and welcome to Girlfriend Translator episode. It's episode 20.
Okay.
How are you doing tonight?
Great. Do you want me to elaborate?
Just always ask. It's rude not to.
Well, I don't know if it's interesting, but we could talk about the debris and the rain here.
Oh, yeah. You should, yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
It was like drizzling 2 days ago. And it drizzled all through the morning, very light rain. And I went outside. We went outside together, actually. And every single car was covered in like this thin film of dust.
It wasn't thin, though. It was thicker than... It was like muddy almost.
Yes.
It was almost like every drop had mud in it.
Right.
And then and then I remember growing up in Seattle, I was a little girl. Now I'm going to totally date myself, but... When Mount St. Helens erupted, it erupted a series of different times. And that's a volcano, if you don't know, that erupted in southern Washington state.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a huge deal. It was a very big deal. But we weren't affected by it in Seattle unless the wind was blowing from the south, and which would happen. And so when it would rain and that was occurring, the wind was coming from the south, we would have a light coating of ash all over the lawn and the leaves and... cars. And so this is just like that, except different colors.
And we noticed that the wind was coming from the east to the west. We're in Budapest, directly west of Ukraine.
Yeah.
And you thought, oh, it must be debris from the war.
Well, it's just got to be from those smoke clouds and explosions, things like that.
Precisely.
That kind of debris, like microscopic.
Precisely.
Like ash is very, very, it was very fine, very soft. Like when it would dry on the leaves, you could touch it, and it was just like sand,
and
like really nice sand.
That's very interesting, and that was
That's what sandy beaches are. That's volcanic. I mean, those black sand beaches, and
that's interesting.
That's volcanic.
Yeah,
which is interesting. I didn't even think of that. They have black sand beaches in New Zealand and Australia. I know in New Zealand, I went to one when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool.
It sounds really cool.
Yeah. Also, yeah, there are a lot of, I wouldn't say a ton, but there is a number of refugees coming in every day from the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Here in our train station.
Mm-hmm.
And we go there sometimes and we talk to one girl.
Yeah, one Ukrainian girl.
Yeah, she was just so sweet. But she's been through hell, and that was heartbreaking.
Yeah, it was.
But she seemed like it, I mean, what did she say? She wrote back to, like, she wrote you a...
Yeah, we gave her our contact information. We both reached out to her just so that she would have ours in case she lost the piece of paper that we wrote it on. And she was so sweet. She was like, thank you both so much for coming up and talking to me, because I was so scared in this new country. I didn't speak Hungarian, and her mom had just left to run to the bathroom.
Yeah, and she was a woman, not a girl, but...
Yeah, but like she...
I shouldn't have said that.
But, and she said that it was really comforting to have someone come up and talk to me, really, you know... to kind of take her mind off of the stress that she was just experiencing just coming on a train all day.
Yeah, and I was so nervous to go up to her because I didn't want to intrude or... But at the same time, I just wanted to talk to someone who's coming from there, and I just feel for them.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel for people who have to leave their home.
Yeah.
That's just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was profound.
Yeah.
She was lovely, and we met her mother, and so,
okay.
Enough.
It's weird to transition from that, but,
I can't imagine. I can imagine, but I don't, anyway, that's going on, so we're very aware of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel for all the people.
Yeah, me too.
I think a lot of people have a lot of agendas, and these, not them, not the people who are having to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of other people do, though, and I think it's so
people
sad.
Positions of power, yeah,
they always have.
Certainly.
And the people who suffer are the innocent, all these innocent people.
Yeah, I agree.
But I'll never forget that experience of
talking to her.
Never, and I'm so glad I built up the courage just to try.
Yeah.
Because I can't really bear the thought of being here while all of this is going on. And not, I don't know, involving myself in some way with some aspect of it. It's a very big deal, and it's a lot of, I don't know, it's a very profound experience for so many people, and I just feel like, you know, you should do something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I never know what, but something.
Yeah.
Try.
Yeah.
Just so we would just go there. We just go there. Mm-hmm. And whatever happens, you know, happens. But if you're just kind of around there when these refugees come in, and they're just people, Ukrainians.
Yeah.
But you could see some of them. I don't know how poor they are. I would imagine by looking at them, I would guess that they're very poor, but they might have just had to rush out of whatever situation they were in. And it's just heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. Because now they're, quote, refugees, when they're really just the same people they were a week ago or 3 weeks ago. Or
yeah.
That must be shocking. I just can't.
Yeah, certainly. Okay, I don't know how to transition from that smoothly, so I'm going to do it not smoothly. Are you ready for the first
yes.
question?
Sure thing.
Okay, so this is a listener question from Ryan. He asks, should I go to the prom with my now ex? We just ended things. It was coming, and I could tell, and finally I just got her to admit she doesn't want to be with me. With that being said, we already have the tickets, I paid for them, and it's under her name for one of them. We said we can still go as friends, but I'm honestly pretty upset because some things she wasn't really truthful about. So what's your opinion? Should I go to prom with her or not?
No.
Okay. Any elaboration?
No, just no.
Yeah.
No. No.
Do you think you should still go alone?
No. That would be depressing. Why would what would you do alone at the prom? That would be sad. Why would a person go to the prom by themselves?
When I was in high school, some people would go with friends.
Oh, no, that's not alone.
Oh, that's yeah, right. That's I mean,
that's with friends.
I guess without a date is what I mean.
Like, sure. Okay. Yeah, without a date, but I don't know, that could be really hard on him.
Right. Right.
With a regular event like that, would be fun for him, I'm sure, had he not just broken up with his girlfriend who he had already bought tickets. He doesn't need to be reminded of it, I would think. He should just do something else.
Yeah, I think you're right about
either
that.
Either way, he's probably going to think about it, but I imagine if you're all dressed up and at the prom, you're going to think more right. about the fact that this happened and how sad it is for you.
That's true.
So I wouldn't go that year. Well, big fucking deal. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's that big a deal to not go to the prom.
Right.
But, well, do you?
No, I don't, actually.
Okay. I don't know.
It's an easy one.
I can't... Why? Don't yeah. go.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Would you go?
No, I wouldn't. Especially not with her.
Well, not with her!
That would be really hard.
It would be miserable.
Yeah, that would be very miserable. Okay, well, that's a pretty easy one. Thank you. Thank you, Ryan. I don't think there's much more to say, but thank you, Ryan, and I hope you don't go.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
Do you want to be unhappy and sad, and do you want memories of all the times you... yuck!
Yeah.
I mean, if you like masochism, then go, right. I guess. I don't know if you...
Okay, so we'll move on to the next one. This one comes from Reddit. It's from a user named FitAdvisor3746. So the title is, Am I the Problem and How Do I Solve It? He's a male, obviously, 23 years old from the US. He has all that information up front.
Well, that was nice of him.
Okay, so hi. So I'm trying to get back into dating after 2 years of what has been a hellish experience in family court. I'm finding it really hard to not only find people in my area that I date or even be friends with, but also just communicate with.
Family court? Like, divorce court? Like,
I'm not... He elaborates a bit more...
I'm
confused as well at the moment, but
poor
he...
Poor guy.
So I had to move due to legal reasons to a very culturally different area that I'm used to, and I'm struggling to make connections. Huh. It feels like an entirely different country where nothing makes sense to me. As far as my dating experience recently, I've been on Tinder and those dating apps, and I haven't had trouble getting matches. But when it comes to messaging, I fucking suck, and I don't know why. Hmm? I have no problem talking to people in real life. I'm somewhat confident. I like to make people laugh and support them, and I've been told I'm nice in the eyes. I haven't had social media in years other than YouTube, and only as of late I use Reddit.
Don't do that.
it feels like so much has changed to where I don't even know how to communicate online anymore.
Why do you need to?
Nobody wants to meet up for like a quick coffee or anything. They'd rather message back and forth all day with conversations.
But that's the people online. But yeah. if you've got to get involved in something where you're actually seeing and dealing with people face to face, which you can. Sports are good. Like just any kind of like gathering place for people. People like to work out together. God knows why. And I know I'm weird that way, but I'm not happy when I'm working out.
Right.
Like it's sort of agony for me. Like I really do hate it, but I do it. But that's why I don't want anyone around. It's like, I don't want you to see me swearing and yelling. You know what I mean? Just being honest. I'm not that person who just wants to, I don't know. Like why would I, I can't do it. So, but a lot of people can. Mm-hmm. So there's that, like there's stuff like that. I don't know who you're going to meet there because I don't do it. So, but, there's so many other ways you can meet people too. Like I mean, I don't know, like maybe this seems dumb, but I don't know. I'm kind of interested in hearing authors speak about their books and a lot of bookstores do that. Maybe not in this area, though. Probably not in that area. What he's describing doesn't sound like that. But maybe there's something you could do that is more like something that is just a shared interest.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of weekly meeting or a class. Do a class. That's great. Do an art class or something like that.
That's a good idea.
Actually, that's a great way to meet people. Yeah. You'll meet lots of women. Tons of women. If you want to meet women, art classes. And there's some really amazing adult people who are in all different kinds of professions, because I used to teach adult art classes too.
Mm-hmm.
I would teach both. So I can tell you that, yeah, that's a great, and they're really good actually, which might intimidate him, but take a beginning one where they're all bad. Now there's some people who really struggle too, but that's a great way to meet people, is taking like art classes or like ceramics is fun because you get messy. That can be really fun, like stuff like that. Because actually as a teacher, I made friends that way too with my students. So no, that's how I met a lot of friends when I was, you know, teaching adult art classes in New York. I did that for a while and I did it in Seattle.
Do you want me to read the rest of it? I can read
I mean, maybe
it,
okay. I know it's important to you that you do. I was just saying like, no, I don't know. I just feel like. You can.
Essentially, the rest of it is this, that he's a single dad, he works, and he goes to school, too.
He's got a kid?
Yeah.
That's great. Use the kid.
That was the family court thing.
Yeah, use the kid. When you have the kid, go to places where people take their kids.
Oh, that's a good point, too.
That's how you meet women.
Right.
How does he not know that?
I don't know. That's a good
What
question.
A great idea. You're going to meet women through your, is it a boy or girl, or through your child. You're going to meet them.
He doesn't say what gender his child is.
Well, there you go. Well, it doesn't matter what gender his child is. I'm just saying, like, if it was a, you know, like, it doesn't matter because they'll all be involved in something.
Mm-hmm.
Be the one who picks up the kid. Right. Be the one who's in.
You'll meet
other people. You'll meet other single people, but you'll meet people who you'll make friends with.
Right.
And they will know people.
Right.
And they'll have siblings. And they'll have. That's a great way.
Uh-huh.
Because you don't, it's not like you're looking for dates. You're just accompanying your kid.
Right.
You're being a good dad. That's how you're going to meet people.
Yeah, that makes
You'll
sense.
You'll be fine.
Definitely.
Don't worry. Don't do Tinder.
Yeah, I think that's good advice. That's good
advice. If you think there's something wrong with you because you don't do the internet, well, you got it backwards. There's something wrong with them if they don't want to meet up with you. If they can't do that, then okay, that's fine. That's their world. Let them have each other.
But
if you want to meet with people and be a human,
yeah,
don't deal with people who don't.
Yeah.
That means that's not for you. Not there's something wrong with you. Something's wrong with that or them. And that's what that sounds like to me. That's what I would say. I would say don't do it. Stop all that shit.
I agree.
I'm not saying it doesn't work for some people, but to think that, oh, I'm bad at messaging. Who's supposed to be good at messaging?
Mm-hmm.
Who was born destined to be good at messaging?
Right, right.
Just because these idiot tech people who are idiots, who are not people, they're idiots like Zuckerberg and, oh, come on, that guy?
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't know how to relate to humans.
No, he doesn't.
So.
Meta.
Oh, God, what a dweeb. He's such a dweeb, okay?
Welcome to the metaverse.
What a dork. He thinks it's him. He thinks he's the reason.
He's the product.
The brand. Dorkily named Facebook became famous. Right. No, it was the idea at the time and demand that all came together.
Right.
Had one of those factors not come together in that moment, he'd just be some other dumb dweeb.
Right.
And I mean a real, like, dweeb in a negative sense, not in the cute sense. The dumb, like, what a dope.
Yeah.
He's so dumb, he actually believes it's his charisma.
He's the product.
Everything I touch turns to gold. No, dumbass. And he's going to hit such a bottom, and I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait till this drip realizes, no, you're still weird.
Yeah.
There. I don't
know. I like your advice, and I think that's true, because I think that definitely, like, you shouldn't force yourself to, like, fit into this uncomfortable...
There's nothing wrong with him.
...online box.
There's everything right with him.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just too worried, I think. Yeah. And this is giving him a warped view of himself.
Certainly.
And society. Because what the hell? Like, you're not good at messaging? Screw messaging. They're not good at life. Like, they're not good at dealing with humans. They're not... Yeah. Like, that's them.
Exactly.
That's a them problem.
I agree.
Oh. No, he'll be fine. He's got, like...
Yeah.
It's going to be fine. Just be patient.
I agree.
It will unfold very organically, I think, just by virtue of the fact that he has a kid.
Definitely.
He'll meet lots of people.
Yeah. Hang in there, buddy. Okay. Do you want to do the next one?
No, I'm not. I'm going to opt out.
Okay. See you.
Bye.
Okay. This one comes from a user named LiveSyrup4011. So the title is, The First 2 Days Were Electric, Now What?
What? Oh my God. Oh
For
no.
context, I met someone at an industry convention from the same company.
Dump them. 2 days is enough.
She is from the Korean side of the team and I'm from Australia. I'm a fund manager and she's a marketing personnel on the other team. So for the first few days of the trip, we're both in our early 20s and so we mostly stuck to ourselves. We spoke and had fun and generic...
Does that imply that you would stick to yourself?
I have no idea. He correlates them, which is interesting, yeah. We spoke and had fun and generic slash irrelevant conversations about ourselves. Dry, but it was okay for a new meet. The day we were done with the convention, the team popped open champagnes. We both had quite a few drinks, and being a person who's more charismatic when I'm drunk, unfortunately...
Oh, that's rare. That's so rare.
Unfortunately, he adds in parentheses...
What would you rather be? Like an angry drunk? A sloppy drunk?
I asked her out to the apartment balcony to have a look at the view. We both simply commented at how the weather was beautiful and it would be a good moment to go for a walk on the beach.
Uh-oh.
That was the first time I felt a clear signal to me. So I looked into her eyes to find a spark,
Uh-oh.
But found palpable electricity instead. I knew then. I asked, I'm not wrong, am I? And she blushfully shook her head. We snuck out of the apartment and down to the beach. We stopped by the beach beds and sat down. The beach magic happened and we had our first kiss there. The same thing happened the second day, except that we spoke more on serious matters, like having to part ways a few days later. My job being relatively well-paying...
Did they have to cut the holes through the masks? Or
He doesn't say where they met up, so, so I'm guessing they didn't meet up in Australia. My job being relatively well-paying and allowing for remote work, I suggested that I'd go to Korea for a fun trip to get to know her better. While we're
Would it be funny if it was by, like, he didn't know it was North Korea? No, I'm just kidding. That could never happen. It would be very obvious by her weight.
While we're likely moving forward with that trip, I'm worried that organizational needs may impede on her desire to work in Australia instead. He's worried that organizational needs might impede on her desire to work in Australia.
Organizational need? The organization?
Yes, they both work for the same company, and he feels like her...
Oh, the company's needs?
Yes.
Wait, what? Is this a visit?
So they both met up at a convention.
Yeah, but is he proposing a...
So he's saying that his job allows for, like, flexible remote working, and so he was...
Oh, I totally missed that. I was really thinking about... The wasting away of a North Korean person and how sad that would be. Because they're not getting enough to eat. I think I got lost in that.
She's
not North Korean. I know.
No, she's from. So he just said that he.
Those poor people. I'm sorry.
He can do remote working for his certain position at the company, and so he suggested going to Korea for a holiday to get to know her better.
Oh, okay.
And so he said, while we're likely moving forward with that trip, I'm worried that organizational needs might impede on her desire to work in Australia in the future.
What?
So they're already talking. Okay, so I'm stupid.
Dude, relax.
I'm stupidly infatuated with the girl physically and intellectually. I'm willing to move to Korea for longer if that's
what
she wants
what
to.
Dude, what are you doing?
But beyond that, I'd like to have a future at home instead. Additionally,
wait,
I'm a bit...
Wait, whoa! 2 days?
Additionally, I'm a bit lost on what I should do with the seed for a relationship that might make me the happiest because of the circumstances and how rarely this feeling happens
Dear
to me.
Dear God in heaven, you've already ruined it.
I want advice on the long-term game plan.
Oh my God! Have none! You're gonna wreck it, okay? You're gonna terrify her. She's going to run. Maybe she'll run to North Korea from South Korea, which means you're psycho, okay?
Jesus Christ.
No, she's not going to do that. But seriously, you that kind of planning is, what are you doing?
That's insane.
She might. Like, that's nuts. Like, slow down.
Yeah.
That's absurd. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
What the hell? What? No one's moving anywhere, buddy. Okay? No one. No one. You're not, and she's not. And if you do, she's going to run from you. She's going to have, like, she'll get a restraining order. Like, what are you doing?
I know.
Don't move. Stay where you are. Stay there. Maybe visit for a week, but don't stay with her.
Uh-huh.
Don't smother her.
Yeah.
Back off. Slow down. You don't want to scare her off.
I agree.
If she's as great as you think, God, just slow down.
I agree.
Take it slow.
I agree.
Dump everything that you planned. Get rid of all of it except a visit.
I agree with you.
She'll, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you're both the same kind of neurotic. I don't know, like weird, projecting. There's something sweet about that too, but it's like, I don't understand this kind of thinking. You are asking for trouble. You could be very hurt if you do this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way I would see it. It's like if I started... Isn't she going to fail you right away if you build her up to be something she might not be able to be?
I agree.
Don't you think you're kind of building up this relationship before you have any idea? Like, it's got to be somewhat organic.
Mm-hmm.
Hedge fund manager?
He's a fund manager, and she's a marketing personnel.
Okay. Well, she's... Okay, fund management. That's managing money, people's money. So it's based... Yeah, like, he's probably more... a little more buttoned up, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But that's too buttoned up. Like, how do you know the feeling will last? I mean, you have no idea.
Right.
Also, that initial feeling is going to wear off and other things will become more important. And you don't want to move. You don't even want to think about moving.
That's so, like, she moves to Australia at the company, but then I don't want to leave my home. And
there's no one. Did you talk to her? She'll run. You'll never talk to her again if you start talking about it. So don't talk to her. But don't talk to her. Don't say any of this. Because that's, like, objectively odd.
It is.
He's how old?
He's in his early 20s.
Dude, no. Mm-hmm. No, that would seem off to me.
I agree.
I would run. I would be like, and that would be that. I would hide. You'd never, no.
Yep, I agree with you.
Oh, geez. Dude, relax. Like, what are you,
so your advice
God.
Is to focus on the potential trip to South Korea to visit her.
I suppose.
And stay in separate, like, don't stay
Why
with
is
her.
He doing this? Has he ever been on a date?
He's
this
like,
is nuts, dude.
Like this feeling is so rare for me. It's like you're in your early 20s.
Maybe
like,
it's never happened.
Exactly.
Maybe that's why he thinks it's rare. And it is rare in general, I should think.
Uh-huh.
But the feeling isn't going to last forever. That feeling isn't.
Yeah.
That's like a chemical thing more than anything else. So just relax.
Certainly.
Because that's not what a relationship is going to be built on.
No.
He seems maybe a little bit inexperienced in a way to me, but he doesn't like. I know he's like, are you feeling what I'm feeling? Whatever that was, but
there was palpable electricity.
Whatever that means, like, I don't know that I would use words like electricity if I had some experience in relationships. That wouldn't be I'd feel stupid.
Uh huh.
That's like a soap or a television, like books, like bad books, actually. Like, what are you doing? No, no. I wouldn't, no.
Yeah.
You can be just genuine.
Yeah.
You don't have to, electricity, palpable, firework, don't do that. You're already building it up.
Yeah.
Let it be what it is, because what it is good enough. Believe me, it's not, it doesn't need to be some description.
Yeah.
That you've heard or that we've all heard, and we all do this. I'm not blaming him, actually. I'm trying to look out for him because I don't think he knows how to look out for himself. Because if you build someone up to be that much that quickly, you are doomed.
Yeah.
Because people are different. They're not you. They're not necessarily, believe me, like that's a, every person is very different, and you have to, like, it does take time, and people are complex, and this feels a bit immature, and I don't mean he's an immature person. I just think maybe he's a little, maybe young with relationships.
Right.
Which is, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Right, I agree.
I see absolutely nothing wrong with that. I just think if you don't have a ton of experience or even some experience, he might have a little,
mm-hmm.
but don't do this.
Yeah.
Because you don't know anything about her yet.
Right.
And there might be things you don't like.
Right.
And you will feel this again. Don't worry, you will.
Yeah.
But it's kind of moving. I'm moved by his, I love that he's so
taken by her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think that's just charming and precious. I just want to hug him.
Yeah, me too.
And I want to protect him.
Yeah.
And I want to protect her. but I think he's really jumping the gun. And that, if you have that tendency, you hold back.
Right.
Do not show people that shitty part of you, because that's not good. That's not a good part. That's a nuts part. That might be better in some other aspect of life, but will not work in relationships,
right.
Okay? Because that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's going to have feelings like that, you know, from time to time. But we don't. We need to suppress those.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to look like a nutter. You know, nutter. There, I'm going to, yes, a nutter.
On that note, do you want to?
All this censorship is making me, like,
on that note, you
fight with myself in my own head.
Do you want to do a bonus question?
I don't think so.
Can we do one? This one's a short one, I promise.
Oh, okay. I don't mind. I just didn't want to go too far. Like.
Oh, no. No.
Not too far, too long.
I think that this hasn't been that long.
Well, I just can see how long it's been.
Oh,
I'm looking.
Well,
I'm watching it.
Well, the last one, I don't think it'll take you too long.
Well, if it's as quick as the first one, which was really easy.
Well, it certainly might be, but this
for me anyway.
I just felt for this person, and I want.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so this one comes from Significance View 3860. So I want you to be as honest with me as possible.
All right.
I will explain my situation. I had a health issue when I was maybe 16 or 17. My gums received less blood than they should have. This eventually caused the nerves in my teeth to die.
Oh.
When this happens, the tooth eventually dies and falls out.
If you go to England.
I have now lost all...
New Zealand too. Australia?
Sorry.
You'll see dead teeth. In mouths.
I know, but just the fact that you just go there right
away. Well... it's true.
Some of our listeners are.
I don't think maybe it's as common now. But.
Sorry.
I didn't mean it like that.
I know, but it was just funny how flatly you just.
Oh well, that's because I was just objectively recalling my own experience. So. Sorry.
Sorry. I don't know why that's so funny to me. This isn't a funny...
No, you could finish.
Okay, all right. So when this happens, the tooth eventually dies and falls out.
Or just sits there.
So I have now lost all of my molars on the bottom jaw
and
maybe 25% on the top jaw.
Oh.
I have not lost any front teeth. Honestly, it is pretty tough to tell that I am missing teeth. I think one person has noticed it. And it took my
Or everyone's
mom.
Noticing I'm not telling him. This is like, I'm not, is that bad
no,
to say
it's
that?
It's just, I don't know why, but your delivery is
I wonder if he would care about that, though. Like, I don't.
Well, here, I'll tell you what he cares about. So I think one person has noticed it, and it took my mom months to notice I was missing a tooth.
Did you say mom?
Yes. So it is, okay. You know, one of those. So I never told her. I am 34.
Just kidding. Oh, God.
What did you say?
I said rest my case. I'm sorry.
So it took my mom. That's what I holding back on that part until I got to that part of the question. So it took my mom months to notice I was missing teeth. I never told her, and I'm
your own mother didn't know?
Yeah, so it happened later in his life, and he never told her. He's 34 now.
Why would he have? Why would that be a thing you would not tell or tell your
mom?
Well,
it seems,
I wonder
his
why.
Question will get
okay,
to the,
sorry.
So my friend says she has never noticed. The thing is, I lay awake at night wondering who will judge me. I want to date people again, but I don't want to be judged for having missing teeth. It was never down to hygiene issues, but people might not buy that. I'm getting dentures within the next year or so, but in the meantime, do you think this will be a problem for dating?
Well, for him, if it is, it will be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he feels this way about it, it might be. Yeah, it will be, because he'll be aware of that and conscious of it.
Uh-huh.
So that's the real issue. And if he can't let that go, then he can wait.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't personally, it's not, I think it's more going to be about him and his feeling about himself,
mm-hmm.
which I can understand either way. I can understand how he would feel this way, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
But I also feel like, I don't know, to me, look, if the person judges you for that,
mm-hmm.
and you can explain the story, which right. is, why not? Of course, that's a really,
yeah.
I mean, that's fair. And they don't want to date with you. Well, that's a very quick and easy way to weed out idiots, because
right.
that has nothing to do with who you are.
Absolutely.
And your looks, or I mean, that's one aspect of your physical, but it's not, who cares? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I agree.
I mean, if it was a hygiene issue, I'd care. Sure.
Yeah.
You bet I would. Damn right I would. Which is why you should tell her why.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she doesn't know you.
Right.
But other than that, I wouldn't think that a person who would... I mean, if I liked you, why would I not... I wouldn't care about your teeth.
Precisely. It's about the person.
Unless they were dirty and disgusting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'd be bothered by that. I'd be confused. It wouldn't make much sense to me. Like, you're so funny. You're so normal, and that you don't want to clean the teeth. Like, why is there stuff growing out of your teeth? That would seem odd to me,
right.
in principle.
Yeah.
Not just superficially.
Mm-hmm.
Within the context of a person that I like and get along with, they're probably going to have a lot of basic general principles in common with me, and I will with them. That would throw me for a loop.
Right.
There's a weed growing out of your tooth.
Right.
Something like that.
Right.
But then I'd ask. I would definitely ask. I'd be really curious.
Yeah.
But that's not the point. That's off the point.
Yeah. But I think that if he's laying awake at night wondering if he's going to be judged for this, then I think that...
Then it might be worse for him.
Yeah. He might not be ready. You know?
Yeah. 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 And don't worry about it. If you aren't, you aren't.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need to be anything that you're not. I mean, if you feel that way, I'm sure that most people can understand why you would feel that way. That doesn't mean that maybe that it's, I don't know. I understand why you'd feel that way. I don't think that people that you'd want to be with would act the way you fear they will. They
Precisely.
Won't.
I think it'd be
but
harder.
The shitheads will.
Yeah.
And who needs to feel that, right? He doesn't want to feel that.
Right.
Well,
right.
I see nothing wrong with protecting yourself from that.
Mm-hmm.
Because don't worry, life will show you its ugliness.
Right.
You don't need to walk right into it, do you?
No.
So I get both, all of the sides of this.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see, I mean, you can... I'm sorry he can't get them sooner, because it'd probably make him feel better.
Yeah, I certainly. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm sorry about that. That's kind of tough. But at the same time, do something else. Pursue something else in your free time if you don't. And you know what might happen? You might meet someone anyway.
Right, if you're just kind of following your own bliss.
Just do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. It's okay that you feel that way. Anybody worth anything will not judge you that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I completely understand why you wouldn't want to feel the feeling of someone who does.
Right.
Because you shouldn't have to feel that. If you can avoid it, you should.
I agree with you.
Because that could be really,
really
hurt you. That could hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of things in life that hurt us that we should deal with. Like, if someone has a different opinion than you do, that's okay. That doesn't mean they're hurting you.
Right. If someone,
that's a broader context.
That's a broader, but if someone, you know, picks at you for losing teeth through no fault of your own, that's just vicious and cruel.
Right.
But if someone doesn't like you...
Or if someone chooses one person to criticize in a certain job and only criticizes that person, and then another person has that same job and they never criticize them, you know they're biased.
Right, and that's unfair.
Mm-mm, that's really unfair. Yes, that's unfair.
Okay, so that was the bonus question.
Wait, that was complicated. That was a good one.
I thought that you'd have something interesting to say about that.
And it really?
Kind of, well, yeah.
I said dumb things. There are a lot of odd things.
I always throw you the curveballs. Okay.
Let's put it this way. I wouldn't. If I liked him, I would like him. I would not base it on any of that.
No, I completely agree.
Now, if he smells and he's gross, but I still like his personality, that could be a barrier.
Right.
Because, you know, the smell.
Yeah. I agree. Thank you for
that. Would be awful, wouldn't it? What would you do? I would just, I don't know. That'd suck. I'd let it go. Yeah. I'd move on.
I would, me too. That's a bit of you can imagine that other things might be wrong there if they're not aware of their own
odor. Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
You know, mm-hmm. I mean, that's a very basic threshold of self-awareness.
Again, it's like a principle you know, exactly. There's got to be, if you see something, it's not always that you're judging. It's that, well, what else is going on?
What does that indicate?
Which is why he's aware of the fact that he can, if he explains exactly what happened to him,
yeah,
he's smart. Like, he's aware. He's astute.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Thank you for your answers.
Yeah, I like him.
I like him too. I feel for him.
And I like all of them.
I do too.
Really?
The Australian guy was funny.
Yeah. I mean, I thought, actually, that's quite sweet. And
yeah.
Mildly terrifying.
Before we end, I'm just going to do the typical plug. I didn't do it at the beginning because
are you speaking English?
Yeah, I'm going to.
That was so fast. You said something. I thought you were speaking a different language.
No. Now that we've reached the end of the episode, I'm going to do the typical plug, which I skipped at the beginning because we were talking about Ukrainian refugees and it didn't feel appropriate. But now that enough time has passed, I'm going to do it now. One, please leave a rating and review of this podcast on whatever platform you're listening to, or if you can migrate to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to leave a rating there.
And then get the hell off of it immediately.
Then quickly leave
and go back to an independent.
Your home.
Yeah.
We'd greatly appreciate that. Second, if you have your own relationship questions that you'd like us to answer in upcoming shows, you can send them to girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. The email address is in the show notes, or you can type it out, girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. We will answer
any we love those.
Relationship questions that you have. Whether you're a guy or a girl, or whether you're dating somebody, or
and those are my favorite too. Just the ones that are personal from real. Not that these aren't real people, but people that
specifically. Yeah. Send us an email, and we will see you for episode 21. Thanks and goodbye.
Hugs.